Before his speech at the state capitol Monday, President Trump made a brief pit stop at the LDS Church's Welfare Square. There, he was given a tour of the flagship humanitarian center and also chatted with a few top church leaders. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
Trips like this are part of a long-standing tradition for the LDS Church. Typically, a meeting with the sitting president revolves around either the church's genealogy work or its humanitarian efforts. This go-round, President Trump was given a tour of a bishop's storehouse, a type of food pantry, and a large bakery at Welfare Square, during which he stopped briefly to take pictures with some of the staff.
Come on outside. Let's get a picture. Come on.
Seated on couches with Senator Orrin Hatch and some church leaders, Trump offered some praise for his Mormon hosts.
This is very exciting for me. I know so many people that are in your church, and the Latter-day Saints. The job you've done is beyond anything you can think of. In 180 countries, taking care of people the way you take care of people, and the respect that you have all over the world.
The most senior church official present was Henry Eyring, first counselor to President Thomas Monson, who has been missing these types of appearances due to health.
Thank you, Mr. President. We're here in a place where we have food and material that we give to the poor.
Trump is the least popular Republican president among Mormons in decades. He's at just over 50% approval statewide. Compare that to the 60% of the state population that's Mormon, and there's clearly some disconnect. But this visit had less to do with politics and more to do with displaying the resources and reach of a global church, something Mormon leaders are very comfortable with. Lee Hale, KUER News.